This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 291. We are continuing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise. We're up to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze from 1991. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, let everyone know who's our special guest for today.
Okay, we got a special guest this week. You know, we've been having some guests come on the podcast. They are either longtime podcast listeners or short-time podcast listeners who are also our friends. And this week, we have a combo. We got Mr. Evan, and we're going to let him introduce himself, tell you where you can find him. But Evan, please, first of all, thank you for being on the show, and let everyone know where they can find you.
Thank you. I'm Evan, also known as Pop Culture 33. You pretty much could use that name wherever you want, on YouTube, Instagram, Letterboxd, and you could just find me. So
there you go.
That's where you can find me.
Pop Culture 33, our man Evan.
Yeah, there you have it. All right, so let's have some fun. So we're going to give you guys the way we're going to do it. We're going to go through some financials, Rotten Tomato scores, and then right into our movie review. So let's start it all off with some financials. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 was filmed a year later. Yep. Came out a year later, pretty much. And budget was $25 million, and worldwide it only made $78 million. It was a little...
Not as big as the first one. That's for sure. Not as big as the first one. First one was a mega hit. Of course, like I said last week, at the time, it was the biggest independent film of all time. You know, non-studio, non-big studio movie. This one made like $20 million, probably. Maybe $25 million when it's all. But I'm sure it did very well on home video and stuff like that.
Who didn't have it? I remember always going over. Everyone, that was one of the staples. Everyone had Turtles 2. Turtles 1. Not always Turtles 3. But they always had them.
I bet this made more on tape than at the box office, Alex.
I agree.
That's my guess.
I agree with that. I remember having both VHSs. I didn't see these in the theater. I had them. My dad used to get them VHSs. So I was like, oh, cool. But all right, let's check out what the critics and the audience have to say about Turtles 2.
Well, you remember the disrespect last week from the critics about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1. It was an absolutely disrespectful score. I think it was 40-something. But the audience came through with like an 80-something. So for Turtles 2, 35% from the critics. Lower than Turtles 1. We'll see if it's understandable when we start talking about the movie. audience score is 67%. Okay. So it is a step down from the first, but it is still in the fresh category because it's over 60%. So more regular people liked it than disliked it. But critics, they did not like it.
All right. Evan, what do you think of those numbers?
I think that's lined up for people who, when Rotten Tomatoes came around and they're now adults and maybe rewatched it. And as an adult, maybe they adjusted their scores as a kid. Mm. Because for me, it kind of aligns in probably what I'm around. Okay. So
all right, says, awesome.
These scores make sense to him.
Well, let's see where we're going to go. Are we going to be on the 30 side, the 30% with the critics? Or are we going to be with the audience? Are we going to be high up there with the fresh?
Now, by the way, I think we should let Evan has not heard our Ninja Turtles 1 review yet.
Yeah.
He did not hear us go goo goo gaga over that movie. Yeah. So let's see how the sequel turns out. New co-host, and me and you are back. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. So look, you guys heard it. The first one, we were all up in it. I mean, Nick was all, he had the t-shirts, he had Shredder, he had everybody behind him. So with that said, we're up to part two now, okay? So let's see what we think about part two. So we're going to start it off with the review. Evan, you're going to start it off with the lead characters. So all take it away. All the turtles and Splinter.
All the turtles?
Yeah.
Splinter and April.
Everybody.
All those? Lead characters. Everyone. So for me, I like these turtles a little bit better than the first one and as a kid, because I remember these felt more in line with the cartoon. Mm. They were more funny. They had like this, the tone is just different. So it's lighter. It's not as dark. The filming, the cinematography, everything about it. So these characters, like, they acted, I thought, more teenagery than in the first one, because the first one, it was always kind of weird to me because they're supposed to be teenagers, but they're also like trying to hit on the older woman and all this stuff. And I always like, so I enjoyed this new April. So we got a new actress. As a kid, I used to like this April better. I thought she was just all the way around. But as I rewatch these, I enjoy the first April better because this April's kind of, she doesn't really do much. She doesn't have any kind of character development. She doesn't do anything. And then I think we lose a lot with No Casey. Yeah. He doesn't show up in this one at all. And so for those lead characters, it's just the turtles. Oh, we have Ernie. We don't forget about him.
Kano.
Who steps out of a suit because he plays Donatello, I think, in the first one. He's actually in the suit and he's now out of the suit. And I think he's an actually fun addition for me. I grew up watching him on the Mickey Mouse Club show on Disney Channel, and just seeing him in this movie, I thought he was fun and kind of lame as an adult, but I think he's still fun in the movie.
So what's your score?
Oh, my score? I gave a 4 for them. It was, I thought, overall, for what a turtle movie is and stuff like that, it's a solid 4.
All right, Nate, this is your franchise. This is your baby. Is it? what do you think?
I'll give you one guess as to what, as to what score I'm going to give these guys. And it rhymes with live. That's right. It's a 5. It's a 5 for me still. Now, where I agree with Evan is it is a totally different tone. However, it is more similar to the cartoon, which I did grow up on and I love. It's more comedic. It's more lighthearted. They still nail the turtle's personality in this movie. As a matter of fact, I would dare say Donatello is actually more similar to the Donatello that I would imagine than he was in the first movie. Because in the first Turtles, as much as I love it, he honestly seems like Michelangelo too. I've always felt that way. Him and Michelangelo are almost the same kind of character. Corey Feldman kind of has that California sounding voice too. This one sounds more like he's always talking with the scientist. He's a little more nerdy. I think they got him done better, and everyone else is still, Raphael's still the rebel, gotta go off and do his own thing, can't just be, you know, do whatever the team wants. You know, Leonardo, I'm not a big Leonardo fan in general, but I don't think these two movies necessarily did him super justice, to be honest with you, but he's fine. And Mikey is way more, like, he's comedic in the first one. He's way more comedic in this one. Like, more. And so I feel like they nailed him. As far as everybody else, Kino and Casey Jones, I like Casey Jones better, but I like Kino in this too. I think he's fun. He gets to fight Ernie Reyes. You know, when he's fighting those guys at the beginning, his kicks and everything. I mean, we'll get to action, but I thought he was really good. I prefer original April as well. Paige Turco plays April in this. She's okay. She's not bad, but I prefer original. But the Turtles, I think they absolutely nailed them. So yeah, it's still a 5 for me. It's just, they're not as serious and they're a little funnier in this one.
Yeah. Oh man. See, I'm going to be the bad one. I guess it is. It is. Here it is.
Turn off your mic.
Wait, are you a Turtles fan? Since I didn't listen to the first podcast, are you a Turtles fan?
Yeah, I grew up with them. I grew up with the cartoons.
Okay.
So, yeah, I seen these growing up and stuff. Except 3 on up. I never seen 3 on up. So, this one, rewatching. Now, this movie, I remember loving it. I was like, oh, man, this is good. This was fun. As a 40-year-old... I can't. I know you, Nate, this is your joint.
I gave it a three.
I gave it a 3.
I'm gonna leave. I'm out of here. That's it. I'm out of here.
I gave him a three. I felt like they all were the same character. I know in terms of like the personalities, like from the get-go, they all had like spacious, and then the other one saying some other thing to rhyme it. I wasn't too crazy with it. And
Acapella.
Yeah, and then they all stopped. Yeah. Like, so I don't know. Like, for me, I guess because I haven't seen the cartoons in over God knows how long. So, and I don't know what the newer movies will entitle in terms of these characters, but I felt like these were way more over the top than the first one. The first one felt more drama, more serious.
Yes.
These dudes went, they took it to 11. And I was just like, oh my God, this was way too much. And even a Splinter had like some comedic parts in this movie where I was just like, oh man, I kind of liked him as the sensei, you know what I mean? Like the father figure.
You like him better when he was kidnapped.
I liked him that way. Now he was just like...
You liked him chained up.
He was too free in this one.
He was too rat. Yeah, he was way too rat. I don't know. Like, I just felt I couldn't click with the characters. I don't know. There's just something about it. And, I mean, the Kino kid was pretty cool. But, again, he felt like a turtle. Like, it was like there was the same personality as the turtle. I was just like,
by the way, though, we got to give him a shout out. He has probably the best line in the movie at the beginning when he hits on the girl and she says, "Dream on." He's like, "Yeah. And when I do, I'll dream of something a little thinner." Never would
happen. A line that would not be written today.
Never would happen now. But and perfect. His little laugh at the end, he drives off. Perfect.
I mean, other than that, I think that's pretty much it. Like, in terms of the, like, Casey Jones, I mean, it kind of sucked that he didn't come back because I kind of like Casey Jones. He'll so that was kind of, I bet he will, but yeah. Not in part two. But yeah, I gave it a 3. You gave it a 5. Evan gave it a 4. All right. Yep. Main villain, Super Shredder. Shredder. The foot.
Toka Rezar.
Yeah, Toka Rezar. All right, Nate, take it away. Oh, where you go?
You know what? You know what's coming your way again. You know what's coming your way? A 5. But let me explain myself. For one, Alex, I totally understand where you're coming from with your critique of the characters. The first movie plays better for adults than this one does. Like, if you had never seen these as a kid and you watched them now, one, you'd be like, wow, that's pretty, you know, that's pretty serious. It's gritty. It's dark. This one is not. This one is a cartoon come to life, essentially.
Yeah.
My nostalgia for it does definitely, you know, I can still watch it, no problem, and feel like when I watched it when I was younger. But I could see people that not happening. So for me, I still love the villain. Shredder, still, Shredder in this one, he's like, he even has some funny lines. Like, I always love when he says that the animals are, they're stupid. He's like, they're dumb. And then he's like, no, they're infants. And he comes, he's like, babies, they're babies. And then he just goes, it's hilarious. But he comes, bro, he can't die. He gets out of the trash compactor. He busts his hand out of the garbage. He's alive. Then you have, of course, Tatsu. He's back, right? Tatsu.
Tatsu.
He just growls at people. Toka and Rezar are why I still give it a 5, though. They gave the turtles an almost like an anti-turtle, right? Another mutant that they had to deal with, or two mutants in this case, a wolf, a snapping turtle. The design of them, this was still Jim Henson, even though he had passed, but the this company? Was still Jim Henson's, you know, puppet shop or whatever. Love the design, especially on the turtle. I think he looks amazing. I really love him. So I think there's a more villains here, but they make sense. You know, even though they're so big that the martial arts fight type stuff doesn't work with them, I still like them. The only reason that I would, the only thing I deduct, I still give it a 5 overall, but the way Super Shredder dies is the worst. Like, you're telling me this guy, Super Shredder, who's played by Kevin Nash, by the way, is Kevin Nash with spray-painted abs on the shirt, and he just goes crazy, starts smashing up the things, and kills himself. And that's it. There is no fight. There is no... And that's a little bit of a bummer, but overall, I still give it a 5. I love all the villains in this.
I'm, again, at a 4, and the reason for what Nate just said, we didn't get Super Shredder enough. I mean, we build up and then we just get him. We barely see him. It's so dark. You're underneath a dock and then you just get him to kill himself. And it's just, I just wanted more Shredder in it. And I love the mythology, the hiding, like when Raphael breaks in with Ernie. I don't even remember his name in the movie, but Kino. And then you see him like, what did you see? Oh, is he it? Is Shredder alive? Like, they didn't build that up enough. And it was, everything was just not enough for me. So I was a little disappointed in that. And then I liked Kazer and I can't ever think Toka of the other guy's name. Toka and Rezar. Yeah, they are fun. They are good. But then once again, you don't get to see them fight. They eat freaking jelly and then deli donuts and then they shrink back again. And to me, our villains just don't get to be villains. So they lose a point, but they're fun for what the movie is.
I don't like Alex shaking his head when you start talking about the traditional pre-fight donut. I don't like where his head is going with this.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm really going to mute my mic this time.
Here we go. I gave it a 1.
What?
I'm just joking.
I almost exited out on the screen.
No, I'm with Evan. I gave it a 4. I think, again, I guess I understand what Nate is talking about. Like, the tone of the film is more comedic with everybody. I mean, Shredder, everyone had comedic roles in this. But Shredder, what's funny is, like, he came out of the garbage and his helmet was all, like, jacked up. And it looked perfect when he was at the door. And they were like, he's gone in Tatsu's, like, oh, whatever, doing what he's doing. And he's just going, and I was like, what is wrong with Shredder? I mean, he looked jacked. I mean, from the, they didn't show his face, scars. But yeah, like, I was like, oh my God. I will say this, in terms of the two villains, the new puppets, or whatever you want to call them, Rezar and Tatu.
Tatu. Oh,
what's his name?
I'm glad I'm not the only one who can't do the names.
Toka
and Rezar, right? Toka, Rezar. Those characters, I thought they were funny. Yeah. Especially he was like, come to me. And they were like, mama.
Mama.
Oh,
mama.
He's like, so babies.
Babies.
Yeah. And I thought that was mad funny. I think that was, to me, that was like the most funniest part was that. Because he was like mad hard. He was like, take off the shackles. Like, he was getting all hype. And he was like, come to me, my children. And it was just like, mama.
He says, I'm your master. And he's like, mama. Mama.
So and then they hugged him. And he's going, I thought that, honestly, I thought that this is the funny, that's the only reason I gave it a 4, because that was the most funniest part. Super Shredder was an awesome design, and it reminded me of Lethal Weapon 4 with Jet Li versus Riggs and Murtaugh under the dock for some damn reason. And it was the same stupid, like, I don't understand why he killed himself. He literally destroyed himself. So I was not too crazy with the ending either. I thought that was the really weakest point of the film. But yeah, other than that,
wait,
I thought it was...
What was weaker? Shredder killing himself under the dock or the Splinter? Turtles blasting him with a speaker? No.
Jesus. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. That speaker,
I know
was
that's how
really
sound
bad.
Works, but it blasts him through a window. It's hilarious.
And he went...
It's the same speaker from Back to the Future,
but miniature.
That's right.
But a miniature.
It's a little
version.
Skinnier. But yeah. It's funny. He does have a good intro scene again, where Tatsu's like, "Anyone who challenges me, like, step forward." And he just comes in the door, and Tatsu's like, "Ooh," he gets scared. So Shredder still has the intimidation, but they did lighten.
Yeah. No, he did. I mean, anyway, 4 for me and Evan. 5 for you. All right, action scenes. Evan.
Oh, this is, it's a 3. I'm just going to start off saying this, the action in this, there was no action in the sense of, like, you got comedic, like when they break in into the, like, you got the most from Ernie, whatever his name is, with the pizza, you kick him. And then when the turtles come in and jump, and all of a sudden you now just get toys, and it just becomes, and let's just say, how many criminals does it take to rob that kind of mall? I don't know. Like, they just come out of nowhere. And I just, it was hard watching as an adult. I'm like, going, if I see giant turtles and I'm just trying to rob a toy store, I'm running. I'm not defending myself for these toys. I'm going to leave. So, and then the most other action we get is we get bells taken off during training and silence, right? And then you have Go Ninja, Go Ninja. We get more dancing than we actually get more fighting scenes. I mean, I just felt like the action was just not there compared to the first one. It wasn't suspenseful, and it just looked a little bit more lame and not as well brought. So I did not enjoy the action as much in this one.
Okay. So he gave it 3. Remember last time I was the low score on this one.
That's true. You were.
But I agree with him. I gave this one a 3-2. I gave the first movie a 3, and I would give this one the same. There is more fights, though. There's the TGRI when they're in the facility, and all the Foot Clan shows up, and they fight in there, and then they do the surfing on the chair and all that kind of stuff. They also fight. They do fight the Foot and Toka and Rezar outside in the junkyard. Remember, they use they have the pipe, the pole, and they're running through the Foot Clan. There's actually, I think this one has more overall fight scenes. They're just not as good, and they're goofier. So, Evan, yeah. I agree with you. I always, again, I could quote this. I think I can quote this movie more than one, even. I love the beginning fight, though, that weird little, yeah, it's like three stores and a hot dog stand underneath, you know, like down there. And when Mikey pulls the guy over the thing, he's just like, you want a pickle? You want a pickle? And he's and combat cold cuts, you know, when he starts doing the freaking sausages or whatever. Like, it's funny, but you're right. It is way goofy. But there is actually a lot of, and there's Token Razor destroying the city too, when they're chopping down all the phone poles and flipping the cars over. So I still give it a 3 though, because there's not a lot of impact to it. And that's where I really agree with Evan. It's all very lighthearted, but you know, it looks equal to the first one, sort of.
I gave it a 3. I'm with you on this one. I felt like the quality of action is not that good. And again, as a kid, it's awesome because this is for kids pretty much, not for us adults. But I agree. There's some funny parts in the action sequences. I honestly, if you ask me which of the three, I guess, fight scenes was about, I like the junkyard better. I think it felt more. Yeah, when Ralph is attached to the thing and he's going, and he's like, if I had to do a ambush, it would be right about now. Yeah, and then everything came out. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. My only gripe with the action was we didn't get much Splinter besides him shooting an arrow. Like, I was just like, okay. I was like, that kind of sucks. Like, I thought they were finally going to have him do some.
Nah, some rat puppet's food. Not built for fighting. That puppet's built for talking.
I mean, I guess the yeah.
And chained up.
And chained up and talking.
That's right.
Yeah. So, like, honestly, like, I really wanted to see Splinter get, hopefully in any other movies we do, because honestly, I never seen. So hopefully Splinter shows some rat food. I'll be okay with it. But other than that, like, the action was kind of not that much quality to it, and it was kind of lacking, to be honest with you. But they were cute at certain times. I did like it, though. Like, I didn't like that. I know you brought it up in the last review, but kind of sucked that Leonardo has two swords and he can't use it.
And hangs from them. That's it.
I'm like,
Raphael's sigh is so dull. If you look at it, it's like, you're not going to stab anyone with that.
Yeah. I felt like the only useful two are Donatello and Michelangelo, because everybody
else
is
made of wood,
just,
and you may not die if they hit you with it.
Yeah.
But even still, Michelangelo uses sausages instead of his regular nunchucks. Like, he doesn't even really use them.
Yeah. So, I mean, other than that, yeah, I threw it across the board. Okay. Storyline. Go ahead, Evan. What's your storyline score?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been going back and forth on this one. I ended up with a 3. And the only reason for the 3 is because even as a kid, you always ask when they're at the computer, the turtles at the computer, and then the foot come in. The foot are already gone. Why did they come back? Just to show off they have the canister? They already went in, stole it. Why didn't they just leave? Why did they come back and say, oh, I'm now going to fight the turtles? Just certain things just laying flat. And as a rewatch, as an adult, without like my son next to me laughing or something, I watched this by myself and and it was just, the story just wasn't there. It just falls for it because we don't get enough of anything. Everything is quick, 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 shiny, shiny, fast, fast, and just doesn't land for anything. But it has a good enough as a kid and watching it. It continues of them trying to figure out where they come from, the ooze and stuff like that. That's enough for it to at least get a 3. You're not bored out of your mind. It just, there's some flaws in it.
All right. Okay. Well, I already know where Nate's going to go. You know, it rhymes with hive.
It rhymes with jive. No, I gave it a 4. I gave it a 4.
Oh.
I do think it's good, though. I mean, for a turtle story, if you think about it, one thing Evan touched on that I really like is the whole background of how they came to be. I love that Donatello is disappointed that, you know, he's like, dang, I thought we were maybe something special. It literally turns out that this thing fell in the sewer and we actually just went in it and that was it. And it was an accident. Then they were trying to dispose of this stuff. I like that whole thing. Like, as a kid, I didn't even really understand any of the science stuff. I was just like, whatever, you know, who cares? But now watching it as an adult and they're, you know, TGRI, which was TCRI, I think in the comic books, but they changed it to TGRI. I don't know, maybe because it sounds like TGIF. TGRI, they're trying to cover it up. You know, they're trying to dispose of all the ooze. It was like, it was bad. And then there's still some that got out and it leads to the foot, you know, being able to go get this last canister to make their own villains. Like, I like the storyline in this. I don't think it's as good as the first overall, obviously, but I think it is for a turtle movie. And this has nothing to do with the tone, just the storyline itself. I like it. And I like that it excuse me, I like that it references the first movie that they don't live in the sewer anymore because the Foot Clan knew where they lived. So they're living with April and they have to find a new place and all that kind of stuff. Like, I really like it. I just don't think it's as good as the first. So I gave it a 4.
Okay. The story now, I agree with Evan. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. Not as strong. I think the first one was stronger in terms of story. I did like the origins thing. I thought it was cute. I wish they just capitalized more on it. Show more of them. I know they showed it in the first one when they showed them the little turtles and everything.
radical.
Yeah. And I thought that, you know, to be really honest with you, I didn't bring it up last time, but that was like my favorite part. Is them as little kids.
Little puppets?
Yeah. And they looked all cute.
Pizza.
And they
would,
yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza.
But
yeah.
I thought this, like, when Splinter does his wisdom to them, I think to me that's when the movie is like awesome, because it feels like a father figure and he tells them to go to the roof and meet me there, and then you see him with the canisters on top of the thing. So it felt like Yoda when he was talking to Luke in a was it Yasmin or Dagobah or whatever the hell the damn place was. I liked it. I thought the storyline was pretty cool. I just felt like it should have been more. It felt, I don't know, I was like waiting for something bigger to happen. I guess because of Shredder coming back, all he did was stay in the junkyard and went to a Vanilla Ice concert, and that's pretty much that's all he did. Like, and honestly, Shredder didn't even do nothing besides that.
The,
like,
Vanilla Ice concert is just right next to this junkyard too, like randomly.
In New York.
What the heck? I was like, kind of location is this?
Yeah, so I mean,
it's where it belongs.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, so I kind of understand where Nate is coming from with this, and I haven't. So 2 threes and a 4. Yes. All right, Nate, overall.
All right, overall, I love this movie, and it is mostly nostalgia. I 100%, I'm not going to sit here and act like it's not. It is. I grew up with this movie. I love this movie. I do not love it as much as the first film. To me, the first Ninja Turtles film, it's one of my top like 5-10 favorite movies ever. And that is a mixture of nostalgia and then now as an adult still thinking it really holds up well. This one, it is more fun. It is more lighthearted. I do laugh. Like, I think it's funny. I do like there's some legitimately good jokes in this movie. Yeah, it does feel a little, it feels a little like less than when you compare it with the first. Like, they don't even feel like they're in the same, even though the storyline does tie to it, they don't even feel like they're in the same ballpark as far as a movie. Yeah. That being said, I still love it. I think it's a lot of fun. I have a good time when I watch it. I love the Vanilla Ice scene. I think, you know, you got to remember when this came out, 91, like Vanilla Ice is the biggest thing out there. To have a music artist like that who is very popular, he does a song for this, obviously Ninja Rap, who, it's just an iconic song. I don't care, like, if you grew up in the 90s like me, especially early 90s, Ninja Rap was like, it was a good song, right? I mean, it's not now, but it was then. So I like that scene. I like that scene.
I think we liked it. I don't know if it was a good song back then.
It was good. When I was 4, it was good.
Evan, you know what's the best thing to do, Evan? I think you should just let Nate take his pride right now, because it's the only time he's doing Turtles.
Yeah, and I love it, and I don't care. But I give it a 4. I think
it was a good song.
It was a good song. It was a good song. Okay, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
For a movie about turtles who got mutated in ooze and grew up and fight against monsters, is it not a good song? I will disagree with you if you say no. So the answer is yes, it is a good song. For that specific thing. Do I want to hear it on the radio? Yes.
Of course you do.
I don't care. I don't care.
He does it.
Unabashed fan. I give it a 4 overall. I think it's good. Okay. It is a step down. But Alex, whatever you give it, you're going to change your mind. Spoiler. You're going to change your mind when we watch 3. So I'm just telling you right now, this is a 4.
Okay. This is the hardest franchise for Nate to do is sit down and watch. That's the thing really that makes me laugh. Because you know why, Evan? We did so many movies that we enjoyed. And we're like, oh yeah. And once we go through the, we'll call it the action movie guy Shredder. Those movies are no longer our favorite.
So it's hard to do the ones you love the most.
So for him to sit here,
you have to be objective.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
And I don't think the first 2 movies he's been objective.
I was objective.
No, I know.
You guys gave it a higher score than me.
That's true. This one,
I'm still objective, but it is hard.
Yeah.
Because If you ask me on a random day and we're not doing this, I'm like, it's also a 5, but it's not. It's really not. But it's still a 4. I do still enjoy. I had a good time watching it, and I'll watch this 50 more times in my life, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's really hard for him. You could tell. He's like, ugh. But all right, Evan, what is your overall score?
So I have a hard time. So this was actually my favorite one growing up as a kid. I watched this one more than any of the other Turtle movies. I had the tapes, the Turtle band, rock band. I had the soundtrack, Go Ninja, Go Ninja. I listened to it all. So it was very hard because, like, if I'm using my critical eye, I'm giving it a 3. But if I do my love for it, it's a 4. So I went with the 3.5 cut the thing. So it was the only way to do it. I thought overall for a Turtles movie from the 90s, you couldn't get any more better than this. Right. As a kid watching it, this is more accessible than the first one. So I just thought overall it's still good. But as an adult and watching it and holding up over the years, like, I don't know, my son watched it with me and was like, eh, this one's okay. You know, like, he didn't fall in love with it. With the first one, we were both enthralled with the black one. This one, he passed, you know? So that's why it's a 3.5 too.
Okay. Well, for me, I gave it a 3. And this is why I love the first one way better. And I think Nate said something that's very true. I think because I'm an adult now, I like the more serious version of the Turtles where the cartoony is like, oh, this is way too, like, I'm never going to want to see this again. But, and I'm with Evan. Turtles 2 was my shit. I was like, yes, I love this joint. And it's kind of hard to sit back and going, oh my God, like, would I really sit? And I was like, and I told my wife, because she was on the phone, she goes, what did you think of it? I was like, I can never see this movie again. Like, I can't see, unless my kids want to see it. But I know they'll like more the animated versions than this version of the Turtles. So it's very interesting. But I would buy, like, if you ask me, like, would you buy it on 4K? I would buy them on 4K. Like, if they came out with a set or whatever, like, I would buy them. And even if they individual, I will still get part 2. Because honestly, I saw it in Paramount Plus, and it was one of the worst transfers I think I've seen. Like, they looked horrible. It sounded horrible. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, I don't know if that took me out the movie too, because the Turtles just looked, it didn't look like the first one. The first one looked really polished. It felt great. And it felt cinematic, the first one. This one didn't feel as cinematic.
It's a better made movie, the first one.
I agree with you. I think the budget went more into the filming than
they needed more puppets in this one. The budget, you know, like, they had to build 2 more suits and stuff like that. So I agree with you.
I never understood. The budget was $25 million. The first movie was a worldwide hit, and they didn't give it more money to make it look better. But
or take time. Maybe came out in 92.
Yeah,
they started to film this, I think, before, like, they started the production and stuff before the first one was released, I thought. How they did the high turnaround.
Because I think when they got the movie back, the distributors, they knew that it was going to be, like, they're like, I think it's going to be a hit. And so they went into production. Yeah. Mm. Because you can't come out with a movie that close together if you don't do something like that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. All right, so 3 for me and Evan, 3.5 for Evan. Nate is with the 4. All right, Evan, what is your total points?
17.5, yeah.
So 17.5 for you, Nate.
Yeah, but for me, you know what? You guys are absolutely right. I agree with both of you. When I was a kid, I liked this movie better than the first one. To me, this franchise reminds me of Home Alone. When I was younger, I liked Home Alone 2 better than Home Alone 1. And the older I got, that started to flip the other way, where now I much prefer Home Alone, the original, than the sequel. And the same happened with Turtles over time. Even as a teenager, I just started liking 1 better and better and better. I still like this movie a lot. I gave it a 21 out of a 25.
Nice. I gave it a 16 out of a 25. So I'm below everybody, but I still enjoyed it.
You didn't give anything that under a 3.
No, liked it. I liked it for what it was. It's just, as an adult, I think if I was younger and you gave me these damn scores, I think it would have been like 25 out of a 25. Like, this movie is awesome.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's a perfect movie, man.
25. Yeah, absolutely. If you asked me when I was 8, 25 out of 25.
All right, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right, next episode, we are going to have a special guest. His name is Evan. He'll be back for another episode. We will be wrapping up our Aerial Action Month with a little movie called Stealth. So we're going to be covering that. And then next week, Oh, Alex, you're in for a treat, because we will be doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. Contrary to popular belief, it is not called Turtles in Time, which people always call it. It's not. It's just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. Turtles in Time was the arcade game. So it is just 3, and I can't wait for you to see it, because you said you've never seen it. So
anything from 3 on up to the animated. Oh,
baby. So you're in for a fun time. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, boy. All right. All right. Well, Evan, tell everyone where they can find you, my friend.
Pop Culture 33, Instagram, Letterboxd, and YouTube. So just look me up.
There you have it, guys. If you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friend called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to our Instagram page at Geeks and Flicks. And then, of course, our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
And thank you to our special guest, Evan. Be awesome to each other. And geek out.